T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve Bakentaw, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Friday morning, 68 degrees. President Trump says he does not want to see the upcoming election delayed, hours after suggesting a delay in a tweet.
President Trump says he does want to see the election held on time and is scheduled, but warns an all-mail-in election would mean results coming days, weeks, or months after the vote.
Do I want to see a date change? No. But I don't want to see a crooked election. This election will be the most rigged election in history if that happens.
The president has criticized states expanding mail-in voting options as a way of responding to the coronavirus pandemic. Federal law sets the election date as the Tuesday after the first Monday in November. It would require Congress to make a change. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas Congressman Ron Estes tells KNSS News Republicans and Democrats are divided on several issues when it comes to passing another pandemic relief package. One issue is liability.
We don't know where people are getting sick from. So we don't want somebody who has walked into a business or maybe an employee who several days later comes down sick and being able to sue their employer, whether it's a school district or a business or a church. So we want to make sure there's liability protection for that.
Estes says Republicans are also concerned that some people's unemployment checks are now more than they earned on the job. Estes commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS.
Kansas lawmakers have passed a bill allowing people to opt out of contact tracing.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt says the Contact Tracing Privacy Act is leading the nation in privacy protection.
What's different now is the widespread scope of its use. Hundreds of contact tracers being hired state by state. You know, it's an intrusive activity for those who are involved.
However, Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Burns tells KSN News, it can also jeopardize their work in slowing the spread of the coronavirus.
The bill, if someone says, I don't want to tell you anything about who I've been around, then we stop there.
The Privacy Act is now in effect for the state of Kansas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At yesterday's Wichita School Board meeting, Board President Cheryl Logan made a request regarding a possible name change for the North High School mascot.
I would like to direct the superintendent if she would work with district leadership staff and our Native American program director, Dal Dombo, and Principal Stephanie Wasco, to assemble a committee that will be made up of stakeholders and will be starting this discussion.
Logan also said that she would like to see the committee develop a timeline and potential questions for discussion, and then bring that body of work back to the board for discussion.
The nation's largest teachers union says its members in Texas are ready to strike over the coronavirus.
The American Federation of Teachers supports the idea of educators striking. It's risky because, according to state law, it's illegal for Texas teachers to participate in this type of activity. AFT leaders say it's only necessary if districts reopen without proper safety measures.
Fox's Morgan Burrell reporting, union officials say a strike would be a last resort. Should teachers go on strike in Texas, they risk losing their credentials and retirement benefits under state law. Tough times at Spirit AeroSystems and the COVID-19 pandemic are having a big impact on the local economy. Wichita City Council member and Vice Mayor Cindy Claycomb tells KNSS News.
Last I heard, 55,000 people lost their jobs either through a layoff or a furlough in the Wichita area, and that's a lot of people.
Cindy Claycomb, our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The low-pressure system that brought us some rainfall yesterday is now into west-central Missouri. It will take the clouds with it, and we become mostly sunny today with temperatures in the upper 70s at noontime, 82 for the high this afternoon. Tonight's low 63. It'll be sunny and 86 Saturday with a cool front moving in Saturday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, north wind at 13 miles per hour, 68 degrees. And had some light showers across Wichita and south-central Kansas earlier this morning. All of that has moved out of the east, clear out into southeast Kansas at 6:35 on a Friday morning, July 31st. Last day of July on this date in 1981, a seven-week-old Major League Baseball strike ended. The big strike of 81.
Entire summer, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. Past the All-Star game, All-Star break, which usually comes, what, about July 15th?
Mid-July, yeah.
That was in 1981. Herman Cain, former Republican presidential candidate and former CEO of a major pizza chain, who went on to become an ardent supporter of President Trump, has died of complications from the coronavirus. He was 74.
And former host on KNSS.
Yep, had a show here on KNSS in the mornings about, what did he have, that 9 to 11 slot?
Yeah.
74 years old. He died at an Atlanta hospital early Wednesday morning. Cain had been ill with the virus for several weeks. Not clear when or where he was infected, but he was hospitalized less than 2 weeks after attending Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa on June 20th. Cain had been co-chair of Black Voices for Trump. And when he was on the air here, I remember, what was it, Godfather's Pizza? He was the CEO?
That might be right.
Yeah. But he had been a CEO and obviously a man who knew
great
something.
Great business acumen.
Good businessman. Yep. On the radio, he just, it's one of those deals where that wasn't his medium, I didn't think. He didn't quite make it for me. But anyway.
He was a huge crusader for reforming the tax code, which I was always right in step with him on that. And he came up with some really pretty novel ideas for reforming the tax code, and he was basically railroaded out of Washington for even suggesting that.
It. Yeah. Well, like I said, I think he was a very sharp guy.
I loved his stuff and his outlook.
Good business guy. Knew a lot about business, but sometimes that doesn't work too good in D.C., Ted. All right, you heard the news there just a moment ago that, first of all, that classes are going to start after Labor Day for Wichita Public Schools, and what it's going to look like, a blend of online and in class. They're still kind of iffy on that. And they suggested a form a committee to look at changing that North High mascot. Of course, the Redskin mascot been kind of under fire recently. And, we did our poll. And what did we find on our Steve and Ted poll? There's like 95% did not want to change.
No, it ended up 70-30.
Was it 70-30?
I think, yeah.
But there you go. So they form a committee. They're going to look at it and see what happens.
Okay.
Always form a committee, you know.
Got to do that.
All right. Hey, about an hour from now? No, about 30 minutes from now. I beg your pardon. About 7:10 this morning, we have scheduled an interview this morning with U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, Republican from Kansas. Haven't talked to him for a while. Probably because he's not running for re-election. We're going to talk about, catch up on what the senator's been doing in D.C. here for the past few weeks, if anything at all. He may be lying low at home with his mask on. That's coming up at 7:10 this morning here.
Good. Yep.
All right. It's 6:38 now. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, led by the feeder cattle futures, the cattle complex Thursday had a third straight session of closing positive. Now, the cattle complex yesterday was pushing on the highs of the week with some contracts making new highs for the week. The question now is, will the current highs hold or will the sell-off again take place in our cattle? Cash cattle trade is on the course to push nearly 100,000 head this week, and the lean hogs closed negative with triple-digit losses in the nearby contracts. At the close yesterday, August live cattle 27 cents higher at 101.72. August feeders $1.05 higher, 143.02. And October hogs $1.50 lower at 48.32. Now, it was a disappointment Thursday that the corn only closed slightly higher after China bought almost 2 million metric tons of U.S. corn. Now, this month, they have bought over 5.5 million metric tons of U.S. corn. Now, strength in the soybeans overnight is due to ideas that China is ready to buy more U.S. soybeans. And this morning, for the first time ever, December gold traded above $2,000 an ounce. At the moment, September KC wheat's up 4¾ cents at $4.44¾. December corn up 0.75 cents at $3.27½. With November soybeans up 3¾ cents at $8.92. September crude oil trading 31 cents higher at $40.23. December gold up $23 at $1,989.80. September S&P 9 points higher at $3,258. September dollar index down 4 cents at $92.96. And September Dow Jones futures holding 76 points higher at $26,294. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So there's gold in them there hills, huh? Wow.
You got that right. That gold market has finally done what all those commercials you've seen forever tells you to do. Gold's going to go higher.
So I'm going to go to the dentist and have all the gold fillings taken out. What do you think?
Well, now that we know they're in your mouth, you know, you better hurry up and get there before somebody tries to take them from you.
No, I don't have gold fillings. Mine are made out of some sort of cheap solder. I don't know what it is.
You just have those solid gold vocal cords.
Solid gold, yeah. But they're worth $2,000
an
ounce right there. Yeah, baby. Gold, huh? Let's see. I don't have any gold on. Is that gold? Not really solid gold. Anyway. Are you a big gold fan? I imagine Leffler's just got those big wheelbarrows full of gold coins.
Mm-hmm.
Gold doubloons.
That's how I picture it.
Gold doubloons, pieces of eight, right?
I'm afraid the only gold I got's fool's gold.
Yeah. You know, when I was a little, that brought something up. When I was a little kid, we went to, one of our first vacations was in Colorado with my family. I guess it was about five. And we were out there looking in the rocks, Christy, my brothers and I, looking for gold. We kept finding this stuff that looked just like it. It is. Ah, that's pyrite. That's fool's gold.
Right.
He must have been fooled a few times. He did do what it was.
Oh, I've been fooled a lot of times, Steve.
Have you?
You bet.
Would you like to outline one or two?
Probably not.
No. You know, there's a lot of people in this world who just maintain that they never make mistakes. But you and I know better, don't we?
You know what the saying is? If you're not making mistakes, you're not trying.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I haven't been trying because I'm not making any mistakes, so there you go.
Well, I hope you can keep that string together.
Well, Ted's over there nodding yes. He believes it, so there you go.
Oh, I'm not nodding.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what that gesture was. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. 6:41 now. Steve and Ted coming up. Don Grant, CFP.
Don Grant.
This money tracker.
Speaking of gold.
Entering the blogosphere.
Ooh. Techno talk.
That sounds pretty cyber to me. Don Grant coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.